the shaitan that made them slip from it, i.e. from the paradise, and caused them to fall from what they were in, from the divine blessing, favors and happiness to the abode of hardship, labor and misfortunes. And this happened only because Iblis whispered temptation to them and beautified his evil thoughts into their minds. The shaitan whispered to both of them so that he might lead them to see their shameful parts, which had been hidden from each other, and said to them, "Your Lord has only forbidden you to approach this tree, lest you become angels or immortal." Iblis swore to them, "Truly, I am a sincere advisor to you." Shaitan took an oath to emphasize what he was whispering. As Allah said in another verse, "But Shaitan whispered to him, saying, O Adam, shall I guide you to the tree of eternity and to the dominion that will never waste away? Shall I lead you to the tree that if you eat from it, you will gain eternal state of happiness and bounty, and will have a dominion which will never cease or destroy?" This was an act of sheer deception and delusion from Shaitan. It could be a same tree about which Imam Ahmad has narrated from Abu Hurairah radiallahu anha, who said, "The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, in the paradise there is a tree in whose shade a rider would walk for 100 years, and he will still not be able to come out of it. That is the tree of eternity." This verse, thus he lead them on by delusion, and when they taste of the tree, their shameful parts appear to them, and they begin to cover themselves with leaves from the garden. It's same as the one in Surah Taha, which reads, "So the two of them ate from it, and their nakedness appeared to them, and they both began to cover themselves with leaves from the garden. It was Eve who ate from that tree, and it was she who incited Adam to eat." This is what Hadith report in which says, "Were it not for the children of Israel, meat would have not been rotten, and it was not for Eve, women would not have cheated their husbands." In Torah, it is said that one who instigated Eve to eat from the tree was a snake. It had a beautiful appearance. Eve was taken in by its word and ate from it, and said Adam as well. There is no mention of Iblis in Torah in this respect. Afterwards, their eyes opened, and they came to know that they were naked. They stitched together leaves of figs and made out of it a covering. So we find in Torah as well that they were naked. Wahab bin Munabih said, "Their clothes were alike upon their private parts. These information which are in Torah are incorrect, and in fact a distortion of translation. It is not easy for everyone to translate from one language to another, and it is more difficult if one does not know Arabic perfectly or did not comprehend the content of the book. The Quran is perfectly clear that Adam and Eve had clothes on them, as it says in this verse. Stripping them of their garments, they expose their shame to each other. It is narrated from Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu about this verse that they were leaves of figs, and they began to cover themselves with leaves from the paradise. And their Lord called out to them, saying, Did I not forbid you from that tree? And say to you, the shaitan was an avowed enemy to you." They said, "Our Lord, we have wronged our soul, and if you do not forgive us and have mercy upon us, we shall certainly be among the losers." This verse is a recognition of their mistake and sins and repentance from them. It shows their humility and submission and the need for retreating to Allah in times of Christ, in time of Christ. If this wisdom prevailed in any human, he would certainly be successful in both worlds. He said, "Send you our enemies to each other, and there is for you in earth an abode in a provisions until an appointed time." This is addressed to Adam and Eve, as well as to Iblis. It is said that the snake is also meant by it. They were commanded to descend down from the paradise in the state of mutual enmity and hostility. Adith is cited to support the opinion that the snake was with them, in which the Prophet ﷺ ordered to kill snake and said, "We have not compromised with them since we had started our fight with them." But in Surah Taha, when the Quran said, "He said, descend down both from, descend you both from it altogether. You are enemies to each other. It is a command of Adam and Iblis. It is a command to Adam and Iblis. He followed Adam, and the snake followed Iblis in this command." Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, radiallahu anhu, said, "When Allah sent down Adam from paradise to the earth, he taught his workmanship of everything, and provided him with the fruits of paradise. So your fruits are from the fruits of paradise, except that your fruit change, and they do not, and that do not, that do not." The Prophet ﷺ said, "The best day in which the sun rises is Friday. On that day, Adam was created, and on that day, he was entered into paradise. And it was that day when he expelled from it, and on that day the hour will establish." Allah said, "Then Adam received certain words from his Lord, and he accepted his repentance. Indeed, he is relenting, the most merciful." It is said that those words which Adam received from Allah were what are mentioned in this verse. They said, "Our Lord, we have wronged our souls, and if you do not forgive us and have mercy on us, we shall certainly be among the losers." Imam Ahmad has narrated from Abu Musa radiallahu anhu, who said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Allah has created Adam from a handful which he had gathered from all over the earth. That is how the children of Adam came according to the color and the nature of the earth. They are white among them, as well as red and black, in cross colors. There are those among them who are of bad nature and good nature, soft as well as harsh, and in between. Allah the Almighty created Adam with his hand so that Iblis should not display any arrogance. So he created him a human, and he remained as an earthen body for 40 years. When angels passed by and saw him, they became frightened. Iblis was the most frightened among them. He would pass by him and hit him, and the body would make a sound like the sound of pottery with the rattle. It is this which Allah has mentioned in this verse, from a clay like pottery." Iblis said, "There must be something from which he is created. He would enter through his mouth and come out of his anus." He said to the angels, "Do not be frightened of it, because your Lord is solid, and this is hollow. If I overpowered him, I will destroy him. when the time approached in which Allah wanted to breathe into him the soul which he created for him, he said to the angels, "When I have breathed the soul in him, you should prostrate before him. When he breathed into him the soul, and the soul passed through his head, Adam sneezed. The angels said, say, Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. So he said, Alhamdulillah. Allah said afterward, Rahimaka Rabbuka, may your Lord have mercy upon you. When the soul entered into his eyes, he said the fruits of paradise. When it entered into his stomach, he desired for food. Adam jumped up in haste for the fruits of paradise before the soul even entered into his legs. That is what Allah indicates in this verse. Man is created of haste. Anas radiallahu anhu said, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when Allah created Adam, he left him for a while as long he wanted him to be. Iblis went around him, and when he found him hollow, he knew that he was a creature who would not restrain. Anas has also narrated from Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam who said, when he breathed into Adam and the soul reached into his head, he sneezed and said, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, praise be to Allah, the Lord of the world. Allah answered him by saying, Yarhamuk Allah, may Allah bestow his mercy upon you. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu has narrated that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when Allah created Adam, he stroked with his hand over his back. So all the souls which were due to be born in his progeny until the day of judgment came out of his back. In front of the eyes of every human, he made a shining light and put them before Adam. Adam said, O Lord, who are they? He replied, they are your progeny. He saw a man among them whose shining light attracted him. Adam asked, O Lord, who is this? Allah answered him, he is a man who will come in the last of your progeny and who will be called David. He asked him, O Lord, how much have you granted him of his age? Allah said, 60 years. Adam asked Allah, O Lord, grant him from my age 40 years more. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu has also narrated from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah created Adam, and he was 60 zira tall, and then said to him, go and greet those angels, and listen what they greet you back, because that will be your greeting and the greeting of your progeny. Adam said, Assalamu alaikum. They greeted him back by saying, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. So Adam also added in it, wa rahmatullah. So whoever entered the paradise will enter it in Adam's image. And since that time, humans are being reduced in their height till now. Imam Malik says in his book, Mutta, that Umar bin al-Khittab radiallahu anhu was asked regarding this verse. And when your Lord brought forth from the loins of children of Adam their offspring, and made them bear witness about themselves, am I not your Lord? They replied, yes indeed. Umar radiallahu anhu said, I have heard the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam being asked about this verse, and he replied, Allah created Adam. Then he stroked upon his back with his right hand and took out from it some of his progeny and said, I have created all of them for paradise, and they will be doing the deeds of those who deserve paradise. Then he stroked upon his back again and took out the rest of his progeny and said, They are created for hell and will be doing deeds of those who deserve the hell. A companion said, O Messenger of Allah, so what is the deed for? The Prophet ﷺ replied, when Allah created a person for paradise, He facilitates for him to do the deeds of the people of paradise till he dies on those deeds, and so Allah enters him into paradise for those deeds. When he created a person for hell, He facilitates for him to do the deeds of people of hell till he dies on those deeds, and so Allah enters him in the hell for those deeds. And Imam Ahmad has narrated from Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, who said, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah took the covenant from the back of Adam alayhi salam on the day of Arafah. He took out from his back all his progeny he created and scattered them in front of him and spoke to them, saying, am I not your Lord? They said, yes, indeed. We bear witness, lest you should say on the day of resurrection, surely we were unaware of this. Or lest you say, our fathers before us ascribed partners to Allah, and we were only descendant after them. Will you then destroy us for what those who have followed falsehood have done? Majority of the scholars who held the opinion that Allah took the covenant from his loins also supported it with what Imam Ahmad has narrated from Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, who had narrated from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, saying, it will be said to a person in hell on the day of judgment, had you had all what is on the earth, would you have redeemed them for what you are in? He will answer, yes. Allah will say, I had wanted from you lesser than that. I took that covenant when you were in the loin of Adam, that you should not associate with me anything. However, you persisted in joining me with associates. Ubay bin Ka'b said in respect of these verses, and when your Lord brought forth from the loins of the children of Adam their offspring, Allah gathered on the day all of them who are going to be created till the day of judgment. He created them, gave them a shape, and made them to speak. So they spoke. He took covenant and pledge from them and made them bear witness about themselves. Am I not your Lord? They said, yes, indeed. He then said to them, I am making them the seven heavens and the seven earths to bear witness against you, and making your father Adam a witness against you, lest you should say on the day of judgment, we did not know of it. You should know that there is no God except me, and there is no Lord except me. You should not associate partners with me. I will be sending to you messengers who will remind you of my covenant, and I will be sending to you my book. They replied, we bear witness that you are our Lord and God. We have no Lord except you, and we have no God except you. They all on the day affirmed their obedience. He raised their father Adam, and he looked toward them. He found in them poor and wealthy, smart and ugly. He said, O Lord, if you could have made them alike and similar, Allah replied, I'd like to be thanked. Adam saw among them the prophets and bright lamps, full of light. All those prophets are made to take another special covenant about their prophetic mission, about which Quran has indicated in this verse. And remember, we took from the prophet the covenant, and from you, and from Nuh, and from Ibrahim, and from Musa, and from Isa, and the son of Mary. We took from them a solemn covenant, And also Allah says, so set yourself steadfast to the religion. It is the religion of natural instinct upon which Allah has created mankind. There is no alteration in Allah's creation. Also Allah says, there is a warner of the warner of old. And he said in another place, and we found no respect for any covenant in most of them. We found most of them wicked. It is mentioned before that when Allah commanded the angels to prostrate before Adam, they all obeyed the divine command, while Iblis refrained from prostrating before him, showing jealousy and enmity. As a consequence to his action, Allah expelled him from the divine presence and threw him upon the earth, cursed and in utter disgrace. Imam Ahmad narrated from Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, who said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when the son of Adam reads a sajda, a prostration place in the Quran, and prostrates, Shaitan retires to one side and cries, saying, woe to me! And Adam was commanded to prostrate, and he obeyed the command, and he got paradise. I was commanded to prostrate, but I disobeyed the command, I had to go to hell. Scholars are of different opinion about the duration of stay of Adam and Eve in the paradise. One opinion suggests that they were few days from the worldly perspective of day. Imam Muslim has narrated from Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, who reported, Adam was created in the last hour of Friday, and we have already seen the hadith. And on Friday, Adam was created, and then was expelled on Friday from the paradise. If it were the same day in which he was created and was expelled, then it will be assumed that he stayed only a few hours of it. This opinion, however, does not seem to be credible. But if this exclusion took place on some other day other than the day he was born in, and the length of those days were meant as to be equal to 6,000 years, as this is narrated by Ibn Abbas Mujahid, then he lived a long period in there. This opinion is also preferred by Ibn Jarir. Ibn Jarir said, it is known that he was created in the last hour of Friday. 1 hour of it is equal to 83 years and 4 months. He kept lying for 40 years in his earthen body before the soul was breathed into him. Then he stayed in the paradise for 43 years and 4 months before his explosion. However, Allah has the proper knowledge. He also says, the first food Adam ate on the earth was that Jibreel came to him with 7 grains of wheat. Adam asked him, what are they? He replied, they are from the same tree which you were forbidden to eat from, but you ate from it. And Adam said, then what shall I do now with them? Jibreel said, sow them in the earth. And Adam did so. Each of those grains weighed more than 100,000 grains. They grew and Adam harvested them, then ground them, then kneaded them, then baked from them bread and ate them. After it had taken so much of his effort and hard work, that is what the Quran has indicated to in this verse. So do not let him expel you both from the paradise, so that you would suffer hardship. The first of their clothes were from sheep wool. He separated them and then spun them. Afterwards, he wove a jubba for himself and a suit of armor and scarf for Eve. They had difference of opinion with regard to whether they had any children when they were in paradise. It is said that they had the children only on earth. However, in another opinion, it is suggested that they had children in paradise, and Cain and his sister were born when they were still living in it. It is also mentioned by commentators that they had in one birth one male child and one female child. They are commanded that every son of them would marry the sister of his brother with whom she was born, and every daughter would marry a brother or of her sister with whom he was born. No one was allowed to get married with his sister with whom he was born. Now we'll talk about the story of Cain and Abel, two sons of Adam. Allah the Almighty says in the Quran, "And recite upon them the true story of the two sons of Adam, when they offered a sacrifice, and it was accepted from one of them, and not accepted from the other. The latter said, 'I will kill you.' Said the former, 'Allah accepts only from those who are pious. Yet if you stretch out your hand against me to kill me, I shall not stretch out my hand to kill you, for I fear Allah, the Lord of the world. I would prefer that you bear the burden of my sins and your sin, and so become an inhabitant of the fire. That is the recompense of the transgressors.' His soul then prompted him to kill his brother, and he killed him and became one of the losers. Then Allah sent a raven scratching into the earth to show him how to bury the corpse of his brother. He said, 'Woe to me! Was I not even able to do as this raven? And as to bury my brother,' then he became full of remorse." We'll mention here what is narrated by some companions and the early scholars. It is narrated by some companions that Adam married the son from one birth to daughter from another birth. Habil wanted to get married with the daughter of Qabil. Qabil was older than him, and his twin sister were more beautiful. So Qabil wanted to keep his twin sister for himself. Adam asked Qabil to marry her with Habil, but he refused to do so. Then he ordered them both to offer sacrifice and left from Mecca to perform Hajj. After Adam had left, both offered their sacrifice. Habil offered a fat lamb, and he was a shepherd, while Qabil offered a bundle of the worst crop he had grown. A fire came down and devoured the sacrifice of Habil, leaving the sacrifice of Qabil untouched. He became angry and threatened Habil, "I will kill you so that you may not marry my sister." Habil replied, "Allah accepts only from those who fear him." In another version for Abdullah bin Amr, it is narrated by God, "The victim was the stronger, but obedience restrained him from stretching his hand out toward him." According to Abu Ja'far al-Baqir, Adam was watching the offering of sacrifices, and the acceptance from Habil said to Adam, "Habil's offering was accepted only because you prayed for him and did not pray for me." Then he threatened his brother that he would settle this matter. One night, Habil did not return from tending his flock. So Adam sent Qabil to see what happened to him. When Cain went looking for him, he found him, and there he complained. Their offering was accepted, but mine was not. Abel replied, Allah accepts only from those who fear him. Cain became angry upon hearing this, and hit his brother with an iron he held in his hand, and so killed him. It is also suggested that killing him by hitting him with a rock, he threw it upon his head while he was sleeping. In another version, it is said that he strangled him to death and bit him like a beast. The response which Habil showed after he was threatened by his brother is a sign of his noble character and piety. He invited himself to respond with the same threat which his brother made toward him. So it's clear from this verse. Yet if you stretch out your hand against me to kill me, I shall not stretch out my hand to kill you. For I fear Allah, the Lord of the world. The Prophet ﷺ said in the hadith, when two Muslims confront each other with their swords, then the murderer and the murdered both are in hell. The companion asked him, O Messenger of Allah, there was the murderer, but what about the victim? And the Prophet ﷺ said, because he was also keen to kill the other man. The word, a perfect that you bear the burden of my sin and your sin, and so become an inhabitant of fire, that is the recompense of the transgressors. Means, I do not have any intention to kill you, though I am stronger than you. I want you to bear the sin of my murder with the sins of your own. That is what Mujahid and Ibn Jarir and others said. It does not mean in any sense that the sin of a murder victim transfers automatically into the account of the murderer, as some people may think of it. Yes, it may happen with some people on the Day of Judgment that when the good deeds of the murderer could not recompense for the crime of murder he had committed, the murder victim may demand that his sin may be transferred to the murderer. That will happen in all cases of crime and injustice one had committed against anyone in this world, as this hadith has clarified this fact. It is narrated from Sa'd Abu Waqqas radiallahu anhu that he said, at the time of turmoil which took place at the end of Khalifa Uthman bin Affan's Khalifa, I bear witness the Prophet ﷺ said, there will be turmoil very soon. The one who sat down from it will be better than one who is standing. And the one who is standing will be better than who was walking. And the one who is walking will be better than the one who is running. He said, tell me, what shall I do if someone enters my house and wants to kill me? He replied, be like the son of Adam. In another version of this hadith, he said, but be like the best of two of Adam's sons. In another hadith, Imam Ahmad has narrated from Abdullah bin Masood, who said the Prophet ﷺ said, no soul is killed unjustly, but the first son of Adam bears the power of that sin, because he was the first to initiate this tradition of killing. Mujahid says that chastisement of Cain was brought forward to the day he killed his brother. His shanks were joined against his thighs. His face was turned toward the sun wherever he went, as punishment for his sin and transgression against his brother and parents. The Prophet ﷺ said, no sin expedites the divine chastisement in this world, though one has to suffer for his sin in the hereafter. Then the sin of rebellion and rupture of womb relation. Ibn Kathir says, from what I have read in Torah, is that Allah the Almighty postponed his punishment and granted him respite. He lived in the land called Nawad in the east of Aden, which is now called Qinin. He had a son who was named Enoch. Enoch had a son called Irad, and Irad had a son called Mahwil, who had a son called Mitashir, and who was the father of Lamech. The latter married two women who were Ada and Sila. Ada gave birth to the son of Ibl, who was the first to live in intent and acquired wealth and livestock. She also had another son, Nobel, who played the harp and flute. Sila gave birth to a son called Tubal-Cain, who was the first to make all kind of tools out of bronze and iron, and she gave birth to a daughter called Nama. It also says that Adam had a third son named by his wife, Sheet. She said that he was a recompense for Habil, who was killed by Kabil. Sheet had a son, Enoch. It is said when Sheet was born, Adam was 130 years old. He lived 800 years after that. When Hunuk was born, Sheet was 165 years old. He lived 807 years afterward. He had other sons and daughters. Hunuk, at the age of 90, had a son, Qinan. Then he lived 815 years after it, and had other sons and daughters. When Qinan was 70 years old, he had son Mahalil, and he lived 840 years afterwards, and had other sons and daughters. At the age of 65, Mahalil had son Jared, then lived for 800 years and had other children. When Jared reached to age of 162, he had Hunuk, then lived for further 800 years and had other children. Hunuk, at the age of 65, had Methushelah, and then lived for 800 years and had other children. When Methushelah reached to the age of 187, he had son Lamech, and lived for further 782 years and had other children. Lamech, at the age of 182, had a son called Noah, and lived afterwards for 595 years, and had other children. Noah, after he was 500 years old, had son Sam, Ham, and Japheth. This is how it is mentioned in Torah. As for it being revealed by Allah, Torah mentioned is certainly questionable. As many of the scholars have pointed out, it is obvious that they are interpolated in Torah. Imam Abu Ja'far bin Jarir has mentioned in his book of history, Eve gave birth to 40 children in 20 pregnancies. In another version, it is suggested that she had 120 pregnancies, and in every birth, They were one boy and one girl. All of them were Qabil and his sister Kalima. And the youngest of them were Abdul Mohit and his sister Umal Mohit. Mankind then multiplied and scattered throughout the land. They grew in their numbers and went farther and farther in the land. Allah says, O mankind, fear your Lord, who has created you from one soul. And out of that soul, He created a spouse, and from them both, He scattered many men and many women. Historians have said that Adam saw 400,000 of his children and grandchildren before he died. Allah knows better. Allah says, He is the one who created you from a single soul, and from that soul created his wife in order that he might seek comfort in her. Then, when they are united, she bears a light burden and carries it about. But when it becomes heavy, they both pray to Allah, their Lord, If you grant us righteous child, indeed we shall be grateful. But when He grants them a righteous child, they ascribe to Him partners in that which He granted them. But Allah is exalted high above all they ascribe to Him. Ibn Hibban has narrated from Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu in his book Sahih that he said, O Messenger of Allah, how many prophets were there? He replied, 124,000. I said, O Messenger of Allah, how many were there messengers out of them? He said, 313. Quite a big number, I said. O Messenger of Allah, who was the first of them? He replied, Adam. I said, O Messenger of Allah, was he a prophet and messenger? He said, Yes, Allah created him with his hand. Then he breathed into him the soul which he created for him. Then he gave him a perfect shape. It is mentioned in the hadith related to the night journey of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed by Adam on the first heaven. He said, Welcome to the pious son and pious prophet. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then said, On his right was a huge crowd, and on his left side was a huge crowd. When he looked on his right side, he smiled. When he looked on his left side, he cried. I said, O Jibrail, what is the matter? He replied, He's Adam, and they are the soul of his children. When he looked on his right, who are the people of paradise? He smiled. But when he looked on his left, who are the people of hell? He cried. Some scholars have said regarding this part of the hadith. Then I passed by Yusuf, and he was given half of beauty, which meant Yusuf was given half of the beauty that Adam was given. And it seems to be a reasonable opinion, because Allah created Adam and shaped him by his hand. And then he breathed into him the soul which he created for him. He must have created him in the best of shape and beauty. It is narrated that when Allah created paradise, the angel said, Our Lord, let us have it, because you have created for mankind the world in which they eat and drink. Allah said to them, By my glory and splendor, I shall not make the pious progeny of one whom I have created with my hand to be like one whom I said, Be, and he was existed. The death of Adam and his son Seth. Sheet means a gift of Allah. He was named so because he was recompensed for Habil after he was killed. Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu from Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Allah sent them 104 scriptures. Of them were 50 upon Seth. Ibn Ishaq says, when the death approaches Adam, he covenanted with his son Seth and taught him the hours of day and night and the prayer of those hours. He also informed him about the flood to come after him. Ibn Ishaq says that it is said, all lineage of mankind goes back to Seth, and other of his children perished and did not leave any lineage. When Adam died, and that was Friday, angel came with embalmment and shroud from the heaven, and they consoled his son Seth. Ibn Ishaq says, the sun and moon eclipsed for 7 days and seven nights. Yahya bin Damrah As-Sadi says, I saw a teacher teaching in Al-Madinah, so I inquired about him. People said, he's Ubay bin Ka'b. Ubay said, when the death approached Adam, he said to his sons, my sons, I desire for the fruit of paradise. They all then went in search of it. The angels met them on their way. They were carrying his shroud and embalmment, as well as tools for digging and instruments for measurement. They asked them, O children of Adam, where are you going, and what are you looking for? They answered, our father is ill, and desiring for the fruits of paradise. They said, go back, as your father is about to die. The angel came to Adam, and when Eve saw them, she recognized them, and then plunged with Adam. Adam said, get away from me. I was born before you. Leave me alone with the angels of my Lord, the Almighty. They took out his soul, washed his body, shrouded it into the cloth, and embalmed him. They then dug a grave, offered their prayer upon him, then put him into the grave and filled it with the earth. Then they said, O children of Adam, this will be your tradition. Where was Adam buried? There are different opinions regarding this question. The famous opinion goes that he was buried near to the mountain where he was descended in India. In another opinion, he was buried on the mountain of Abu Qais in Mecca. It is also said that in the time of flood, Noah took him and Eve in a coffin and buried them at Baitul Maqdis in Jerusalem. Ibn Jarir held this opinion. How long did Adam live? It is narrated by Ibn Abbas and Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that his age was written in the preserved tablet as 1,000 years. This does not contradict what is in Torah that he lived for 930 years. Because Torah teachings were distorted by Jews, while the truth which we have is protected from any distortion. However, supposing that his age is not distorted in Torah, there is still a way to resolve this contradiction, because what is mentioned in Torah would be subject to the mean his stay on the earth, which is 930 years of solar calendar, and which makes 957 years of lunar calendar, and it will be added 43 years of his stay in the paradise, which will make it 1,000 years, as Ibn Jarir has said. Atta al-Khursani said, as narrated by Ibn As-Sakir, when Adam died, all creatures cried upon him for 7 days. After the death of Adam, Seth, his son, took charge of his mission and became a prophet, and is narrated by Ibn Hibban from Abu Dar. 50 scriptures were sent down upon him. Before his death, Seth entrusted the charge to his son Unush, who carried out his mission after him. Then after him, his son Kinan, and then his son Mahalil took the charge of mission. Mahalil is the one whom Persian claimed to be the king of seven regions. He was the first to cut trees, build cities, and big castles. He built the city of Babylon and the farthest city of Sus. He defeated Iblis and his army and then scattered them into mountains and valleys and killed a huge number of them. He had a splendid crown. His rule lasted for 40 years. After his death, his son Jared took the charge of his mission, and then his son Unush, who is known as Idris. Okay, this ends the story of Adam. Next week we'll talk about the story of Idris. If anything I said that is good, it's from Allah. If anything I said wrong, it's from me and from Shaitan.